here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Slight chance for scattered rain showers this afternoon, otherwise overcast. Daytime highs approaching 40, winds out of the northwest 5 to 10 miles per hour. Mixed precipitation likely tonight, lows around 23, cloudy skies expected. 36 tomorrow, partly cloudy skies. About an inch of snow tonight. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 36.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. It was the first bitterly cold weekend across the state of Kansas, and because of it, many HVAC companies across the state say that they were extremely busy trying to maintenance individuals' furnaces and getting them up to par for the wintertime. As they say right now, one of the biggest common issues that they're seeing is individuals not changing out filters and preparing to winterize their home.
The most common thing that we see is people lack of maintenance, not changing filters, things like that will cause a lot of problems. You know, we tell people to change them every 4 to 6 weeks usually, but we find some of the people haven't changed for 6 months. Furnaces require a certain amount of airflow, you know, through the system, and when a filter gets dirty, it starts choking that airflow off, so it'll cause the furnace to start overheating.
That was Dale Retrummel Jr. on Cape News. He says with clogged up filters, your furnace can't get rid of the heat inside that produces fires and just either shuts down or catches fire.
The importance is making sure that it's working when it does get cold. Because a lot of times what happens is a lot of people wait until the first time it gets cold to turn the furnace on, and then it doesn't come on.
Mid-America Network News.
We want to see ya in a Midwest Kia.
The leaves outside are falling, and so are the prices at Midwest Kia. Have you fallen out of love with your current ride? November is the month to fall in love all over again with a brand new Kia from Midwest Kia. Fall in love with a new 2023 Kia of your choice. Fall in love with our fair pricing. And fall in love with the industry-leading 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Come in and test drive a new Kia and enter to win a flat-screen TV to be given away on Black Friday with no purchase necessary. Fall in love with a simple, transparent, and fast car buying experience that makes Midwest Kia a better way to buy. Midwest Kia at Kellogg and Tyler Road or MidwestKia.com. And remember,
we want to see ya in a Midwest Kia.
Prize drawing held on November 25th. No purchase necessary to enter. Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. See dealer for details.
The Osage County Sheriff's Office has arrested two individuals following a routine traffic stop where they found illegal narcotics in the vehicle. WIBW reports the event happened in the town of Quinimo in Osage County on Sunday morning. The two subjects were taken into custody and transported to the Osage County Jail facility. The charges included possession of methamphetamine, possession of drug paraphernalia, driving without a driver's license, and illegal registration. In other news, the 190th Air Refueling Wing, along with the Kansas Air National Guard, has suffered a tragic loss of one of their own on Saturday night. WIBW reports the event happened on Saturday night during a traffic vehicle accident where an airman, whose name has not been released, died in the accident. The announcement came from an online social media post where they say leadership, along with the Coyote Care Team, are actively working together to provide additional resources for airmen and women. The investigation on the incident is still ongoing, and the Kansas Air National Guard is reminding individuals if you need help to call the crisis line at 988 and option 1. Mid-America Network News.
Tires aren't all the same, and neither are tire dealers. Find a dealer like Mike's OK Tire, who carries Michelin and BF Goodrich tires. Michelin offers safe, fuel-efficient, long-lasting tires that provide exceptional performance and extraordinary value. BF Goodrich tires are built for drivers looking for high performance and aggressive styling. Next time you need tires, don't deal with amateurs. See the tire experts. See Mike's OK Tire in downtown Marysville for tires, repair, alignment, and service.
Nebraska, Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. Roughly 140 inmates that have been housed at the Nebraska State Penitentiary were relocated to a gymnasium overnight after a water leak prompted the relocation. According to the Nebraska Department of Correctional Services, they say the leak was initially detected on Wednesday afternoon and it caused the flooding of the lower level of the mechanical room. According to KSNB Local Channel 4, they say due to the impact on the electrical, water, and other systems, the penitentiary campus was placed on modified operations temporarily. They say bottled water was distributed along with portable toilets that were brought into the facility and visitors had been canceled indefinitely. In other news, a former Grand Island man has been sentenced for misuse of a Social Security number. KSNB Local Channel 4 reports that 63-year-old Jose Sanchez has been sentenced to 10 months in prison and 3 years of supervised release and has been ordered to pay over $48,000 in restitution. According to the report, while he was filling out an application for a job, he had used the Social Security number of his deceased brother.
Burwell Construction's been in business for over 35 years. Roofing, 316-794-3430. Siding, 316-794-3430. Windows, decks, remodeling, 794-3430. And now at Burwell Construction, you can even get a brand new wooden chain link or wrought iron fence, 794-3430 or burwellconstruction.com.
If it's built well, it's Burwell. Burwell Construction.
Hey, it's Andy Hoosier with the Mid-America Ag Network. Stay tuned in right here every day with your favorite radio station and the Mid-America Ag Network as we give you hourly commodity and market information. Plus, we provide you the latest current events and news in agriculture that just may help you on the farm. From harvest reports from around the Mid-America region to tips during planting season, new technology from trade shows, agricultural legislation at the state and federal level, and a lot more. It's your number one source to keep you up and moving on the farm. And it's all right here with the Mid-America Ag Network.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners at last week's meeting took time to discuss the balance of the American Rescue Plan funds and how these dollars might be spent, with a little over $1.3 million remaining in the account. Commissioners discussed allocating some to the proposed jail project, some toward construction of a health department, and some for child care and housing. No decisions were made. But later in the meeting, they advised Partnership for Growth they were considering $100,000 each toward child care and housing initiatives. Former Commissioner Dave Stump addressed the board regarding the proposed jail. He feels building at the remote location is a good decision, but the instability of everything right now is not sure it's the right time to build. He, however, acknowledged need for a new facility. Commissioner Keith Bramhall stated concerns if we keep waiting, costs will continue to rise. Board discussed the cost of living adjustments for 2023 and will continue at next week's meeting. Road and Bridge Supervisor and Commissioner Fritz Blaske will meet with Gage County Supervisors later in November to discuss the Oquito State Line Bridge. The County Councilor continues work renewing the Neighborhood Revitalization Program and implementation of the Infill Housing Program. No decision was made on a county health nurse request to close the department December 15th, for team building and bonding. Results of the ambulance survey sent in Washington County were shared at last week's commissioners' meeting. Among 118 responses, 76 were in favor of a countywide service, with 42 against. 79 preferred a combination sales tax and mill levy, with 16 indicating mill levy only toward funding. It was emphasized that no decisions have been made regarding station locations as discussions continue. Commissioners have been funding current services with $150,000 annually, divided among the four ambulance locations. A countywide service could run upwards of $400,000 to $500,000 on an annual basis. Consensus was that commissioners should determine a direction before town hall meetings are hosted to outline further details. Nemahal County Commissioners met with a representative of HR Partners regarding the combination janitor, senior services director. A motion passed 2-1 with Gary Scobie voting no to begin the process of creating a position of a county administrator and begin the hiring process, meeting monthly with HR Partners. Approval was given for $9,000 toward development of a county website, and commissioners approved giving a $50 gift certificate to Nemahal County employees with November payroll. Outside, continued police presence as a precaution Friday at Marysville Junior Senior High School. No incidents were noted as classes and activities resumed. A Gay Pride Week observance triggered safety concerns Thursday, and authorities were called in to investigate. The school board meeting in special session Thursday evening met with local and county law enforcement in the district, followed with a statement to parents emphasizing safety for all students as a top priority. In a follow-up Friday evening, Superintendent Darren Schrader indicated the district will be seeking input in the near future from building and district site councils and leadership teams comprised of community members, parents, and staff. It was noted that school events should not be a distraction of a learning environment. and highlighted the commitment to provide a safe environment for all students while promoting learning. Marysville Library presents Library U with a free program Monday evening featuring a Humanities Kansas speaker, Chris Glasgow, curator of the Oz Museum in Wamego, who will explore the unique appeal behind America's first fairy tale, The Wizard of Oz. Public invited Monday evening at 5:30 at the Marysville Public Library. Marshall County Health Department will offer COVID booster and flu vaccine with outreach clinics throughout the county Tuesday, November 15th, in Blue Rapids at the Community Center from 8 to 10 a.m., Waterville Community Center, 10:30 to 11:30, Frankfort Nutrition Site, 12:30 till 1:30, Axtell American Legion, 2 to 3 p.m., and Summerfield Fire Station, 3:30 till 4. Again, the outreach clinics Tuesday will offer seasonal flu vaccinations and COVID booster shots. Vaccines will also be available at the health department in Marysville, as usual. Kansas Department for Children and Families and the Pony Express Partnership for Children will team together for a community job and resource fair Tuesday, November 15th, 10 until 2 at the Lincoln Center, 405 North 4th in Marysville. For additional details, contact the Pony Express Partnership for Children. Kathy M. Gross, age 68 of Barnes, passed away Thursday. Funeral service Wednesday, 10 a.m. at the Ward Funeral Home in Washington. Burial in the Maplewood Cemetery at Barnes. Visitation Tuesday, 1 until 8. Family will greet friends Tuesday from 5 until 7 at the Ward Funeral Home in Washington. In charge of arrangements for Kathy Gross. Annette K. Harlan, age 79, passed away Friday. Funeral service Thursday, 3 p.m. at Trinity Lutheran Church, Greenleaf. Burial in the Maplewood Cemetery at Barnes. Visitation Wednesday, 2 until 8. Family greet friends Wednesday from 5 until 7 at the Ward Funeral Home in Washington in charge of arrangements for Annette Harlan. Henry L. Craig, age 44, of Washington, passed away Thursday. Funeral service Friday, 10 a.m. at the Ward Funeral Home in Washington. Burial in Washington City Cemetery. Visitation Thursday, noon until 8. Family will greet friends Thursday from 5 until 7 at the Ward Funeral Home in Washington in charge of arrangements for Henry Craig.
For the life that's well remembered, when only the best will do. Cornerstone Granite Industries has the monuments right for you. We have the full range of choices and the best values through and through. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Granite works for you.
Cornerstone Granite in home has the monument that's right for you.
Ashley Home Store and the Brand Source Appliance Store have hundreds of appliances, mattresses, and furniture items in stock with guaranteed delivery by Thanksgiving or ready for pickup. Five-piece dining sets from $4.99. Queen mattresses from Purple, Tempur-Pedic, Sealy, and Ashley Sleep starting at $1.99. A factory semi-load of special-priced LG Deluxe large-size laundry pairs retail $9.49 each, now $5.99 each while 52 sets last. November specials in both stores and, as always, free shipping to your home within 100 miles. Ashley Home Store, Indian Creek Mall, Beatrice.
Shop Elsie Grace's Gift Shop in Frankfort for holiday gifts, attire, and supplies. Make entertaining easy with food mixes, Door County coffee, and fresh homemade fudge in so many flavors. There's always fun and funky household items to make any Grinch's heart grow three sizes, and the ladies are happy to gift wrap your items. Create gift baskets to send to friends and family near and far. They ship out daily. And watch for special holiday theme weekends at Elsie Grace's Gift Shop. Once you visit, you'll be hooked.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Some rain and snow showers linger throughout the region today before clearing up on Tuesday. Temperatures will stay much cooler than average. Typically for this time of year, we can expect to see highs in the mid-40s and mid-50s. For today, some rain and snow showers possible with our highs in the mid-30s and lower 40s. A chance for some snow flurries overnight tonight, staying cloudy with our lows in the mid-teens and lower 20s. Mostly sunny skies on Tuesday, staying cooler with our highs in the lower 30s and lower 40s. And mostly clear skies over Tuesday night with our lows in the mid to upper teens. More sunshine on Wednesday, staying breezy with our highs in the lower 30s and lower 40s. Northwest winds between 5 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. Partly cloudy skies Wednesday night with our lows in the mid to upper teens. Temperatures staying cooler on Thursday, some sunshine with our highs in the lower to mid 30s. And northwest winds still gusting as high as 25. And partly cloudy Thursday night with our lows in the lower teens. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature mid-November 55, record high on this date 79. The average low 32 and the record low was 2 degrees. Sunset this evening 5:14, sunrise in the morning at 7:10.
February has the reputation as the month of romance, but November might be the real champ. The simple proof today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Save up to 75% off preferred home and office products with Office Depot. Special package pricing with Lifeline screenings. Exclusive savings on post-frame buildings with QSI. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans. And enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
Turn cherished photos into beautiful canvas prints and custom gifts with canvasprints.com. Just upload your image, select your product and size, and check out to create the perfect printer gift for everyone on your list. Use code PODCAST25 at canvasprints.com to get 25% off your entire order of artist quality canvas prints, metal prints, and custom gifts. Why not get started on holiday shopping now and give truly personalized gifts that turn special moments into lasting memories? Canvasprints.com and use code PODCAST25 for 25% off your entire order.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, November 14th, the 318th day of the year. King Charles III has a birthday, and on this day in 1889, journalist Nellie Bly took off for her tour around the world. The arrival of the holiday season gets all the fanfare, but what else does November have going for it? This is National Model Railroading Month, for example, as well as Adoption Awareness Month and Aviation History Month. There's also National Saxophone Day and Clean Your Refrigerator Day. And simple math tells us that more couples conceive in November than any other month. How do we know? August is the most popular birth month. Counting backwards by 40 weeks or so puts us in the romantic month of November. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more online at almanac.com.
Sonic has something delicious for you.
Hey, announcer guy, that's your cue.
With a Sonic 2 for $5 menu, mix and match a grilled cheeseburger, Fritos chili cheese wrap, or small jumbo popcorn chicken. Any two for just $5.
Well, I don't know about you, but I'm definitely craving that previously mentioned thing. The Sonic 2 for $5 menu.
Sonic. Exclusions apply. Limited time only at participating Sonic drive-ins. Fritos is a trademark of Frito-Lay North America Incorporated. Copyright 2022.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. I'm Andy Hoosier. It was a big weekend for football across the state of Kansas as the Kansas City Chiefs went 27-17, beating the Jacksonville Jaguars at home with Patrick Mahomes driving in four touchdowns throughout the game.
We've seen it today at the goal line. It's Kelce with his first touchdown catch since the Vegas game.
The victory helps Kansas City maintain their number one position in the AFC West with an overall record right now of 7-2. Jaguars are floating number three in the AFC South right now at 3-7. Kansas City is back at it next Sunday with the night game with kickoff at 7:20 next Sunday on the road against the Los Angeles Chargers. In college football, it was a rough weekend for the Kansas Jayhawks as they fell to the Texas Tech Red Raiders 43-28 on Saturday. That drops the Jayhawks down to 6-4 for the regular season. That drops Kansas down to number 7 in the Big 12. Just under Texas Tech, they come back home next Saturday to take on the Texas Longhorns. Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier.
Burwell Construction's been in business for over 35 years. Roofing, 316-794-3430. Siding, 316-794-3430. Windows, decks, remodeling, 794-3430. And now at Burwell Construction, you can even get a brand new wooden chain link or wrought iron fence, 794-3430 or burwellconstruction.com.
If it's built well, it's Burwell. Burwell Construction.
The agriculture industry is constantly changing with new challenges every day on the farm. How can you adapt? Let us help you with the Mid-America Ag Network and the Steckline Ag Report with Larry Steckline. Join the Mid-America Ag Network every Tuesday and Friday morning as Larry Steckline breaks down the latest ag news, planting,
harvesting,
trading commodities,
and the latest from the Ponderosa.
It's Mid-America's legendary voice in agriculture with the Steckline Ag Report and the Mid-America Ag Network.
It was a big win in football for the Kansas State Wildcats over the weekend as they dominated Baylor and pushed Kansas State back up to number 19 in the total AP poll nationwide as they won over Baylor 31-3 on Saturday. The Wildcats were coming off a devastating loss against Texas Longhorns 34-27 the week prior, but the victory this week bumps them back up into the number 2 slot for the Big 12 Conference just behind TCU, with conference play sitting at 5-2, overall record of 7-3 for the season. Next Saturday, they head back on the road to take on at West Virginia with kickoff at 1 p.m. In college hoops, Kansas State has started off the season relatively strong with winning their first two games, the last one coming Friday last week of beating California 63-54. So far, the Wildcats have not had any conference play but are sitting 2-0 for the season. Their next game is coming up this Thursday back at home against UMKC and the Kangaroos. In Jayhawk basketball, they've also started their season 2-0 for the season with their last game on Thursday last week against North Dakota State, winning 82-59 and sitting number 5 in the AP national polls.
Axtell Eagles advance to the state semifinals, 8-man Division II football playoffs. Axtell at Osborne, 52-6 final on Friday as the Eagles remain undefeated. Canton-Galva took Lebo 52-6. Axtell-Canton-Galva 1-2 ranking are both undefeated. Axtell hosting Canton-Galva Friday. We'll have it live on KNDY-FM 95.5. Bottom of the bracket, Dighton at Thunder Ridge. In 1A, Centralia edged Olpe 8-7 to advance. Centralia at St. Mary's Friday. St. Mary's held off St. Mary's Colgan 36-12. Nemahal Central hosting Sabetha in Class 2A Friday. Nemahal Central beat Humboldt 44-20 in the quarterfinals. Sabetha shut out Keeney Valley 47-0. Class 3A, Clay Center advances. They beat Cheney 24-6 Friday and kick off Friday at Andale.
Check out the gun show this weekend at the Marysville National Guard Armory. Saturday the 19th, doors will be open from 9 to 5, and Sunday the 20th, they will be open from 9 to 3. Stop by both days for a hearty breakfast and cinnamon roll, as well as a very filling lunch. Want to learn more about free admission and a free food voucher? Contact Ashley Smith at 785-562-7931 for details. 100% of the proceeds go to the 2024 Trail Life USA High Adventure Trip to the Grand Canyon and high into the Colorado Rocky Mountains. Again, contact Ashley Smith for more details. Hope to see everyone up at the Marysville National Guard Armory this weekend, Saturday and Sunday.
Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Want to increase your gardening skills and grow beautiful and productive gardens? The Great Courses, How to Grow Anything, DVD series can help. As host of the series, I show you how to design, plant, and maintain gorgeous gardens. So join me in becoming the best gardener you can be. The Four Great Courses, How to Grow Anything DVD sets cover such topics as container gardening, landscape design, food gardening, and more. Visit MelindaMyers.com for more details.
The change of seasons often generates lots of plant debris, fall leaves, faded perennials, landscape trimmings, and more. So how do you neatly and effectively turn this green debris into valuable compost? Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Simply put your green debris in a heap and let it rot. The materials will eventually break down over time. Only use insect and disease-free plant debris. Don't add meat, dairy, or fat that can attract rodents. And don't include perennial weeds, weeds that have gone to seed, or invasive plants. Compost bins are designed to contain and hide the compost process. You can use a couple metal T-posts and cylinder of wire mesh to contain the materials. These are portable and easy to open when turning the pile. Or wire several old heat-treated pallets together to form a bin. Visit mastercomposter.com for tips on buying and plans for making your own compost bins. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
Nothing says holidays like a poinsettia. Make this year's celebration brighter than ever with Poinsettia Poinsettias. You'll enjoy vibrant colors from the whitest white to beautiful shades of pink and red. Poinsettia's compact size and abundant flowers put on quite a display in any holiday decor. Brighten tabletops and mantles with poinsettias or use them as a centerpiece and create instant ambience. Purchase Poinsettia Poinsettias at your favorite garden center, big box store, and other plant retailer.
When others say no, we say yes at Twin Rivers Used Megastore. No empty lots or excuses. Twin Rivers has over 130 quality used cars and trucks on inventory and ready for your test drive today. Check out the full stock on the lot or online at twinriv.com. Open after 5 and Saturdays for your convenience or anytime by appointment. Good credit, bad credit, no problem. With 3 finance specialists on hand to get you moving in the quality used or new car or truck you want today. See Twin Rivers Used Megastore, West Court Street in Beatrice.
Little Steps Dance and Gymnastics has opened enrollment for spring 2023 classes. Continuing to offer the energy-packed tumbling, cheer, dance, and jazz classes for ages 18 months to 18 years, enrollment ends January 2nd. Visit Little Steps Dance and Gymnastics Facebook page for enrollment information.
Most people think you need to go to Hawaii to see hula girls. Not so. In fact, it was one very unique hula girl that had cars driving off the road to see her for over 2 decades. What they found was an eclectic mix of items one 90-year-old man had gathered and turned into his own city for tourists to enjoy. We make a stop at Hulaville on this edition of the American Countryside.
From Kansas to Ohio, that's where you'll find Pivot Bio. From the Mississippi Delta to Chesapeake, Nebraska and the hills of Tennessee. Prove it on thousands of fields across this great land. When you work the ground till the sun goes down, Pivot Bio's got a plan. Green plants in a healthy land use our predictable nitrogen. Wherever farmers grow, yeah, that's where we go.
RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Paul Chassie remembers one of the most colorful characters to live near Victorville, California.
There was a gentleman whose name was Miles Mahan, passed away at the age of 100. And he was a poet, an author, a singer, a dancer, a prankster, an artist, a sculptor. In fact, for the old-timers, some people may have seen him on the Johnny Carson show a couple of times.
Miles lived in the desert and liked to collect things.
Miles told a lot of stories, and we don't know which ones are true, which are not. At one time, he went down to the L.A. area, and there was a Polynesian restaurant there that was being remodeled. Either they gave him the sign, or they told him this big sign was in the dump, and he went and rescued it and brought it back to the high desert.
It wasn't any ordinary sign, though. Once Miles had created it near Route 66, people were running off the road looking at it.
There's a probably, 15 to 20-foot metal sculpture of a hula girl. Full-figure hula girl.
Miles' place was dubbed Hulaville. Many motorists stopped to see the hula girl and the always interesting Miles.
He was quite a character. He was a desert rat. In fact, he had a little platform there, like a dance platform. When the tourists would stop by, he'd go out there with his cane and top hat and do some dances for them.
He was still dancing and performing for tourists into his 90s. When he died, there were no heirs, so the local Route 66 Museum went to Hulaville.
Museum volunteers went out to the site and rescued as much as they can, and what you see is here in the museum today.
Today, the hula girl and much of Miles' collection is housed at this museum. Traveling the countryside in Victorville, California, I'm Andrew McCray.
Need access to fresh water during the winter. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. As the temperatures drop, be sure your watering system offers an ice-free drink as you're living the country life.
Living the country life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
Water is the most important nutrient for overall cattle health and production. They consume 1 to 2 gallons of water per 100 pounds of body weight. So a 1,200-pound cow would need 12 gallons of water every day. Chewing on ice and snow doesn't count. Brad White is a professor at the College of Veterinary Medicine at Kansas State University and director of the Beef Cattle Institute. He says to consider the size of your tank to keep the water flowing.
When I'm thinking smaller tank, often those are the ones that have some sort of freeze-proof control mechanism. So they may either be buried underground or you can use electricity to keep them in place. Our larger tanks, the freeze-proof mechanisms differ a little bit in that we may be using an overflow system of some sort, but your bigger tank has more surface area across the top.
And more surface area means it can freeze a lot faster, especially in a pasture situation if cattle have to walk a distance to get to the water. He says you may need other freeze-proof mechanisms to keep these tanks open.
You can have it underground. You can have electricity that keeps it heated. You can also use a combination of those or a ball water. So there's a ball that stays in the top and floats to the top, and then the cattle push it back down to get a drink. All of those can be very effective, and which one you pick depends a lot on your situation and whether or not you have the capability to put some of those in place.
The animals themselves might be able to keep the water open. The more that drink from the same tank, the less likely it is that ice will have a chance to form. Learn more about keeping watering tanks open in the winter at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Thank you.
I think the most beautiful Thanksgiving tradition is a prayer of thanks. Letting God know that you're profoundly grateful for the many gifts He's provided. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you be wise and thrive. And you know, it doesn't have to be just one person praying. My husband's family has this wonderful tradition. Every Thanksgiving, all the family and friends in attendance join together in a circle and hold hands. Together, all voices, young and old, sing, "Praise God from whom all blessings flow." By the time we finish singing, I have tears in my eyes. There is so much joy and peace when we come together to thank God for His gifts. You know, it's not really important what prayer you say. What is important is that your heart remains grateful to God for everything you have. When you live in gratitude every day, your heart will be filled with contentment. And if you'd like more inspiration to help you be grateful this holiday season, visit thrivent.com/holidays. And happy Thanksgiving. I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you be wise and thrive.
Trade experts predict continued strong ag exports next year. Stay tuned for Farm to Fork. Cab to cab, season to season, there's only one way to do it all on your farm, Ag Leader It. Ag Leader offers the complete package of year-round precision farming tools to help you steer it, plant it, apply it, harvest it, and manage it more efficiently and profitably. For every farm and every field activity, Ag Leader It. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com for more information.
Who mapped the soybean genome? You did. Yes, you. Better varieties are on the way. Today's soybean farmers, that's you, are achieving big breakthroughs in seed. How? By pooling your resources through your Soy Checkoff. Your Soy Checkoff research sequenced the soybean genome to help seed companies and other researchers bring better varieties faster to your operation. See all the ways your Soy Checkoff is moving soy forward for you at unitedsoybean.org/hopper.
The consensus during a recent Farm Foundation forum on ag trade for 2023 suggests mostly good news for U.S. farmers. Colorado State University professor Amanda Countryman.
When we think about some of the challenges that we face for U.S. conventional agriculture, for example, having expanded trade agreements with other countries in the world improves our competitiveness and our ability to continue to have these technological advancements in agriculture. So not just from a market access and tariff perspective, but also on the production system side of things, I think that future trade agreements are really important for U.S. ag.
Greg Dowd of Aimpoint Research says U.S. ag exports are breaking records this year, but there may be challenges ahead.
I think Brazil is just going to be absolutely busting the bins down there here as we get into the middle of next year. We need some water in the Mississippi River somewhere along the way as well here.
And USDA chief economist Seth Meyer says the trade picture changes weekly.
I'm not sure that we will, over the next 12 months, cool down this volatility that we've seen in commodity prices significantly as global markets continue to remain tight. The war in Ukraine continues to be a dynamic battlefield with a long tail of uncertainty.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Shop Elsie Grace's Gift Shop in Frankfort for holiday gifts, attire, and supplies. Make entertaining easy with food mixes, Door County coffee, and fresh homemade fudge in so many flavors. There's always fun and funky household items to make any Grinch's heart grow three sizes, and the ladies are happy to gift wrap your items. Create gift baskets to send to friends and family near and far. They ship out daily. And watch for special holiday theme weekends at Elsie Grace's Gift Shop. Once you visit, you'll be hooked.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. Let's take a look at your Ag News on this Monday, November the 14th. President Biden and Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack at the COP27 conference announced a number of actions on climate change and ag. Here's Gary Crawford.
Without successful climate change mitigation and adaptation programs,
climate change is projected to reduce growth in global agriculture yields by as much as 5%. And in some cases, 30% by the year 2050.
Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack telling the COP27 meeting in Egypt Friday that the countries whose agriculture is most vulnerable to climate change are the ones least able to do anything about it.
That's one of the reasons why President Biden established the Emergency Plan for Adaptation and Resilience, which we know as PREPARE.
to help more than 500 million people in developing countries respond to climate change.
President Biden, also at COP27 Friday, said he's asking Congress for $2 billion for the PREPARE program. Meanwhile, though,
today, as a down payment, we're announcing more than $150 million in initiatives that specifically support PREPARE's adaptation efforts throughout Africa.
The president outlined an array of other climate change actions at the meeting as well. Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
The Ag Secretary had this to add.
It's great to see more focus on the importance of food and agriculture at COP27.
Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack told one event at the UN's climate meetings in Egypt Friday that helping farmers cope with the current effects of climate change and meet emission reduction goals will take a lot of cooperation, partnerships, innovations. And to help that along, Vilsack announced creation of the AIM for Climate Innovation Hub, which Vilsack says
is a new virtual platform that will connect partners and the public.
And that's Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack. That's a look at your Ag News on this Monday, November the 14th. Have a magnificent Monday. I'm Jeff Aiken.
We want to see ya in a Midwest Kia.
The leaves outside are falling, and so are the prices at Midwest Kia. Have you fallen out of love with your current ride? November is the month to fall in love all over again with a brand new Kia from Midwest Kia. Fall in love with a new 2023 Kia of your choice. Fall in love with our fair pricing. And fall in love with the industry-leading 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Come in and test drive a new Kia and enter to win a flat-screen TV to be given away on Black Friday with no purchase necessary. Fall in love with a simple, transparent, and fast car buying experience that makes Midwest Kia a better way to buy. Midwest Kia at Kellogg and Tyler Road or MidwestKia.com. And remember,
we want to see ya in a Midwest Kia.
Prize drawing held on November 25th. No purchase necessary to enter. Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. See dealer.
There will be a land auction for the Robert Ferguson Farm Trust Saturday, November 19th, 10 a.m. at the Beatty Community Center. 302 acres, more or less, located at the intersection of 23rd Road and Highway 36 in Marshall County. From the intersection of U.S. 36 and 99, drive a half mile east on the north side of the highway. 302 acres, including 260 acres dry crop, 28 acres native grass, and 14 acres tame grass. For inspection or details, contact Prell Realty and Auction, Don, Steve, or Valerie Prell. Sale day, Saturday, November 19th, 10 a.m. at the Beatty Community Center. 302 acres to be sold for the Robert Ferguson Farm Trust. Prell Realty and Auction, broker and auctioneer.
Soybean cyst nematode is meeting its match. The Mitchum Research Lab in Georgia is leading the fight against the parasite on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Have you heard of a good way to deter coyotes? What about a hay sleigh? Or how to get twice the light in your machine shed? These ideas were submitted to the All Around the Farm and Idea of the Month in Successful Farming magazine. If you have an idea for saving money, labor, or time that could offer a real solution to landowners, farmers, and ranchers, we'd like to hear it. Enter your quick fix or proven solution today at agriculture.com/idea entry. That's agriculture.com/idea entry. Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming magazine today.
In his right mind would want to grow soybean cyst nematodes, but they're thriving in a University of Georgia greenhouse known as the Toad Farm. Its sole purpose is to find ways to beat the yield-robbing parasites at their own genetic game. Melissa Mitchum is a professor of nematology in the Department of Plant Pathology. She maintains more than 30 populations of soybean cyst nematode that have adapted to reproduce on the different types of resistance available to growers.
Mitchum says they're studying how the nematodes make those adaptations and pinpoint the genes responsible.
Much of that work is focused on the nematode spit. And so the nematodes have a stylet, which is a hollow, protrusible mouth spear that the nematode uses to secrete proteins and other molecules into the roots to cause disease. And those are likely to be involved in the ability to adapt to and reproduce on these resistant varieties.
They hope to develop a molecular test to diagnose a grower's field population and prescribe the most effective type of resistance to combat the parasite. She says the focus on genetic resistance is their best tool, and they are having success with it.
We've identified additional modes of action and are currently working to introgress those to get them out into these commercial varieties that farmers can purchase and then rotate those more strategically to maintain durability. So we are coming up with new modes of action, and it's a partnership with industry then to get those out and make those available to growers.
I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about the Toad Farm at agriculture.com.
Planning for the future includes accounting for the present. Crop insurance protection assures that your farming operation will withstand the variabilities of weather and potential disaster. Rely on the coverage that crop insurance provides. And rely on Linda Schmitz with Linda's Insurance Agency for the experience and personal service that she offers. Call today and update your crop insurance options. That's Linda's Insurance Agency, 1507 Broadway in Marysville.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. Jeff Aiken along with you on this Monday. Here's what we're looking at so far. We've got a mixed board when it comes to grains because of some news coming out of South America about their weather forecast, but more importantly, because of the dollar right now and crude oil. So right now, here's what we're looking at. Corn for December is 655 and three quarters. That's down 2 1/4. March corn at 658. That's down 5 currently. December wheat at 819, that's up 5 1/4. March wheat, 838, that's up 2 3/4. Kansas City wheat for December, 954 3/4, that's up 11 1/4. Kansas City wheat for March at 948 3/4, that's up 9 3/4. Oats for December, 387 3/4, that's up 3/4. March oats at 391 1/2, that's up 4 currently. November soybeans right now, 1441 3/4. That's down 13 3/4. The high today was 1460. January soybeans at 1437. That's down 13 right now. Cotton for December, 85.37 is your current price. That's down $2.83. Cotton for March at 83.81. That's down $2.52. Live cattle for December, 151.52 1/2. That's even. Cattle, live cattle for February, 152.47 1/2. That's down 77 1/2 cents. Feeder cattle for November, 176.90, that's down a nickel. Feeder cattle for January, 179.35, that's up 77 1/2 cents. Crude oil for December, 86.11, that's down $2.85. Crude oil for January, 85.44, that's down $2.72. Taking a look at gold for December, 1774.50, that's up $4.90. Silver for December, $22.06 1/2. That's up 39 cents. Markets, Dow Jones 138 up right now. S&P up 6. NASDAQ down 4 currently.
Changes in weather can make or break Kansas farms.
It's going to pick up an intensity a little bit overnight tonight.
That affects us all. That's why you need a meteorologist you can trust to give you accurate and up-to-the-minute information each and every day.
I'm Jay Prater. I know how important an accurate forecast is to you. With Cake First Alert Forecast, I'll give you precise conditions in your area, wherever you are in Cake Land.
Trust Jay Prater and Cake First Alert, your weather authority. Cake News, on your side.
The agriculture industry is constantly changing with new challenges every day on the farm. How can you adapt? Let us help you with the Mid-America Ag Network and the Steckline Ag Report with Larry Steckline. Join the Mid-America Ag Network every Tuesday and Friday morning as Larry Steckline breaks down the latest ag news, planting,
harvesting,
trading commodities,
and the latest from the Ponderosa.
It's Mid-America's legendary voice in agriculture with the Steckline Ag Report and the Mid-America Ag Network.
After Hours Feed Supply has protein if you cattlemen are getting those cows out on stocks. 28% AN and 2810 with urea on hand in 200-pound hard-cooked tubs. Call Bob today or stop by and pick up yours at After Hours Feed Supply at the west edge of Blue Rapids on Highway 77.
Are you looking for a pathway to farming and healing? Then you should check out the Save Farm. From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today, and I'm Katie Figge. Todd Bunting gives insight to the Save Farm, its history, and all it has to offer.
SAVE is an acronym, stands for Service Member Agricultural Vocation Education, and it's a one-of-a-kind farm that runs a variety of programs, but our primary program is we're approved by the Kansas Board of Regents, and we're a five-month program to introduce you to all aspects of farming and ranching. And when you graduate, we tell everybody we graduate a safe apprentice who has a good breadth of knowledge of all aspects of agriculture. And our whole idea is for veterans and their families to come out of our program, helping them transition from service and giving them meaning and purpose for whatever level they choose to be involved with in agriculture. From our past, we knew that a lot of veterans have had some tough times with all wars. And from our experience with our founders with beekeeping and then just being outside, and there's agrotherapy on the clinical side, and there's just laymen like myself that say walking around outside and putting your hands in your dirt has its own therapy. So that's what we've created, is you can come there and in 5 months you can really decompress, walk around and clear your head and see one of the most noble professions, which is feeding others.
Bunting describes the impact that their bees can have on veterans and agriculture, as well as the other features that the Safe Farm includes.
There is a huge therapy from being around bees. Of course, the buzz and the vibration, the fact that you're creating the only food that never spoils, and it's been around for centuries, and they're such a big part of agriculture. And your yield will increase significantly if you get a bunch of pollinators, you know, and bees around your things that bloom. But we have found that veterans can get significant therapy and relief from the connection that they make and just being around bees. From that, we branched out into thinking, well, there's therapy that comes from planting crops and harvesting them. On a small scale, we have a high tunnel, and it's designed to be where anyone can work in that high tunnel, including those with limited mobility. Everything we may have is Disability Act specialized. And we have a victory garden. Some of our veterans might very well say, you know, I'm going to keep some bees, and I'm going to have a garden, and I'm going to grow some things, and I'm going to then feed my neighbors or feed my church or feed my community, or at least make a contribution to that. That's success for us.
Bunting gives details on where listeners can find more information about the Save Farm and encourages people to schedule a tour of their facilities.
We're on Facebook, and we have a website, savefarm.org. And then we've got a number you can call, and we've got an answering service, and so we'll get right back with you. We love tours, so if you're interested, give us a call. So we're always interested in folks that want to come out and see what we're about, because we are still writing this book. It's by no means completed, so as we continue to evolve and see how we can best help veterans and their families and help agriculture overall, somebody comes out and says, here's a program that has got promise, and we think it would be helpful to add or make it something you look at it for the future, we're wide open for that.
That's Todd Bunting with insight on the Save Farm, its history, and all it has to offer. And this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Bott Realty and Auction will conduct a land auction Monday, November 28th at the FNB Washington basement, sale starting at 10 a.m. 160 acres of Washington County ground will be sold, consisting of 41 acres cropland, with the balance being two-thirds good native grass pasture and the remaining heavy timber and wildlife habitat. Natural water resources includes two ponds and a running creek. Farm located 5 miles north and 3 miles west of Washington. Sale begins at 10 a.m. November 28th at the FNB Washington basement. Sale for the Tuttle family conducted by Bott Realty and Auction.
When I saw you standing there, about fell out my chair. When you moved your mouth to speak, I felt the blood go to my feet. Now it took time for me to know what you tried so not to show. Told yourself years ago,
could never let your feelings show. The obligation that you made for me to know what you tried so not to show. Something in my soul just cried.
Original classic country stations in America and still going strong. 1570 and 94.1 FM KNDY and K231 AX Marysville.